producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I like prosperity. I like wealth. I like science. I like technology, but I like family and good old-fashioned kinsmanship more than anything else. There's an old Norse saying that cattle die and kinsmen die, but I know there's one thing that never dies, and that's the fame of a dead man's deeds. And I would always, you know, see that quote when I was a child researching the Norse. I was always fascinated by it, by the Vikings. I thought, that sounds arrogant. That sounds self-centered, but now I understand it's not about that. It's about being an example to others that come after you, to be honorable and to be strong and to die with a sword in your hand. And that doesn't even mean in the modern sense die in combat. It means die taking action, charging forward, and not being a coward and not giving up and not giving in. I don't want to advance screwing people. I don't want to be a parasite, a gutter snipe. I want to build society. I want to help Latin America. Hurts my heart we can't let them all in. But they're being used as a weapon to bring down the Republic on record by the globalists that brought their countries down. Paul Watson, it's a short segment, long segment coming up. The John Rappaport joins us. I've been ranting, but the few minutes we've got left in this short segment, this kind of no man's land here, what do you have to say about what makes us men and women? What makes us tick? What's at the center of your compass?
Center of my compass, Alex, is just to be adversarial to the system, to the establishment, because that's what journalists are supposed to be. Now the mainstream media has seized this pejorative term conspiracy theorist, and again we're seeing it with this Ebola outbreak. Ask any questions whatsoever about the official narrative, you're a conspiracy theorist. I actually sent out a tweet earlier today reminding people that it was the CIA in 1967, and this was in their own document, 1035-960, who outlined how the term conspiracy theory would be weaponized and turned into a pejorative term to demonize all dissent. So this was obviously in relation to the Warren Commission. Any questioning of the narrative was to be demonized as a conspiracy theory, and this term was to be weaponized in the arena of public debate. So 50 years later, the establishment is still using this pejorative.
Wow, you should do another story on that whenever you get a chance, how the Clintons in the mid-90s demonized Joseph Farah, Drudge, and others, and said use the term conspiracy theorist and quoted that. I didn't know. I just learned something, that that was a CIA plan.
Exactly, from 1967 in their own document.
Oh, my. Paul, you just taught me something, as usual. That is sensational against the enemy, to show how the CIA, run by these foreign banks, coined that term to then just demonize anyone that questions lies. Can we come back in the next segment? Can you detail that more for me?
Yeah, sure.
What else is life about, though? Doesn't it feel good to build people up? I can't imagine wanting to not teach people things and wanting to dumb kids down. That makes me want to throw up.
It feels good to be informed because you can make better choices about your life. Ignorance is bliss. Just not true. You cannot live your life like that. You will live a more unhappy life in ignorance because you're not as empowered to make better choices about your life. So when people say, don't you get depressed, don't you get down, don't you get overwhelmed? No, you only get more and more educated and more empowered, more in the game and on the field to have a real impact in the future of humanity.
I agree. I'll tell you what scares me. More and more that I study this stuff more, I talk to the general public, even people that have degrees and good jobs. It's like talking to a child. That they just are these little TV-watching, self-centered people, and they literally are dumb. And I'm in the perspective of the elite now, but I don't want to hurt these dumb people or these lazy people, these ignorant people. But I am frustrated by how stupid they are.
It's hard to reach some of them. But, again, you do find that if, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But a lot of them are just locked in, Alex. I mean, we've got basically a dead-end culture in general where a lot of the music, for example, a lot of the movies are just being regenerated from the past, not borrowed from the past, which all culture does, but just dug up again and you know, regurgitated. That's happening in a lot of areas, and people are just becoming dead. I mean, that's why we've got all these zombie films that come out. We've
and
got dead.
Exactly, and it shows how the elite themselves don't even have a desire to create something new and trailblazing. They just eat each other's vomit over and over again in an endless cycle, like two snakes coming together. That's an evil plan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios is Alex Jones.
My prime directive is to empower humanity and create a better world for my children. For humans to explore the cosmos and transform like the butterflies that God made us to be. The globalists, on the other hand, think humanity's ugly and dead. They want to remove us. They believe they're going to merge the technotronic era and the machines. Don't believe me, Bill Joy, Ray Kurzweil, all the top globalists. This is the public plan. I talk about that 18 years ago. People thought I was nuts. Now it's so mainline, they go, yeah, tell us something we don't know. Well, I know the rest of the story, boys and girls. And I'm not here saying I'm smarter than you. I'm saying you've been taught to be experts on baseball scores and cosmetics and how to act cool. And if you just spend a little of that time learning how the world works, you too can be Renaissance men and women. Paul Joseph Watson, final segment with you. Then investigative journalist John Rappaport joins us with the rest of the story. You dropped a bombshell on me. You teach me stuff all the time, Paul Watson, one of the major editors of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I knew the Western Journalism Center was able to get through FOIA requests and other activities. That's Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily, for those who don't know. The proto-internet trailblazer, major newspaper editor that was one of the first to be on the internet, along with Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com. Back in the early 90s, the Clintons, it came out at their big presidential library earlier this year. We broke it here with Joseph Farah when it first came out. He shared the scoop with us. I was part of the next wave that came right after them in 95, 96. They were part of that first wave. I was part of the beginning of the second wave. Just so you historically understand that you're just as important now. If you're waking up, you're like the fourth or fifth wave of this, and the waves come closer together if you study real media theory here on this broadcast that we break down. If you look at it, Clinton was ordering all the different media agencies in internal secret memos, state-run media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, anyone that questioned government, anyone that questioned the system was to be called a conspiracy theorist or a racist. So if you said, hey, Hillary shouldn't be getting cattle futures secretly as a payoff, you're a racist. Or Vince Foster didn't have any blood at the scene, even though it was in the police report, you're a conspiracy theorist. Questioning known liars is heresy, is taboo, equivalent to putting a crucifix in a goblet of urine like the federal government paid to have done. Remember that? So it's blasphemy against the state that's God. The New World Order is the state is God. So in closing, Paul, you dropped a bombshell on a declassification. I looked it up during the break, and lo and behold, something I didn't know. The more you learn, the more you know how dumb you are. That's why I feel sorry for the general public, thinks they know it all, and don't even know the three branches of government, much less the periodic table or what quantum mechanics is or what positronic or psychotronic warfare is. But, Paul, I'm ranting here today. In closing, the 6-7 minutes we've got left, drop the bombshell, the declassification, that the CIA created the term conspiracy theorist and tinfoil hat. I didn't know that. In the 60s, and that's the go-to thing you say when you go, you know, gee, that vaccine made my kid have convulsions. You're a conspiracy theorist. Gee, my hamburger is cold. You're a conspiracy theorist. Gee, the border's wide open. You're a conspiracy theorist. Gee, Obama's a liar. Gee, my health care went up in cost. You're a conspiracy theorist. Gee, taking guns makes crime rate go up. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's their response to intellectual, informed people. Paul Watson, drop that bombshell on people.
Yeah, this is CIA document 1035-960 concerning criticism of the Warren Report. This was written in 1967, released, I think, a couple of decades later, declassified. Basically, they point out that they need to denounce any dissent, any criticism, any questioning of the Warren Commission report by linking it to this term, quote, conspiracy theories or conspiracy talk, which they will then attribute to be quote, deliberately generated by communist propagandists.
And again, they even tried to call Jim Garrison, Marine Corps war hero of World War II, who exposed all this as the district attorney. They tried to call him a commie, and they used that term against him. I'd separately seen that they used it against him. I didn't know there was a document, Paul.
Yeah, and then they reel off these narratives that are to be created, these talking points, which are still used basically every day by the mainstream media.
They claim
today.
I'm a Soviet agent.
Exactly. Conspiracy on the large scale often suggests it would be impossible to conceal in the United States. We hear that over and over again, don't we? Despite the fact that some of the biggest secret projects in history, like the Manhattan Project, were, you know, groups of people, large groups of people conspiring to keep something secret. So they establish all these talking points, which are still used by the mainstream media today. And I thought of it today because earlier in the week I'd made this video about the Daily Beast. They basically came out with an article attempting to demonize Rand Paul, which kind of failed for them in 2010 when he became a senator. You know, the Aqua Buddha scandal, the devastating scandal, was the best they could dig up on him. But they're doing it already.
They had Democrats dress up like hayseeds and say racist stuff against Hispanics and blacks. And they got caught because we did the Google photo search. So it's important for the public when they run these secret operations to go out and do your own humet. You're just as good as the CIA and to counter it.
Exactly. Obviously, they're thinking Rand's going to run in 2016. So they put out an article, guilt by association, attempting to link him with you because he's been on your network. The problem is, in the very second sentence, they committed an outright fabrication by saying Alex Jones is a, quote, moon landing denier, despite the fact that numerous times you've said, yes, you think the moon landing did happen.
I've had Buzz Aldrin on, a bunch of other moon landers. I've had top people inside NASA that were personal friends of mine that said, no, we went to the moon. I've talked to the former head of the Star Wars program. I'm on record. We went to the moon. They just hid some of the stuff that took us there.
But then I pointed this out, and this Olivia Nutsey, this Daily Beast writer, wrote a second article basically trying to justify it by saying, oh, you may have questioned some aspects of the photograph, so that makes you a moon landing denier. Completely ridiculous. She then compared you to a Holocaust denier. So she actually doubled down on the demonization after she was
caught. And for those that don't know, NASA couldn't get film back to the Van Allen radiation belt. And so they dolled up some photos with primitive, what you call Photoshop today, and they messed up putting some of the camera hash marks behind things. And that's on record, and that's where it all started, because they put out sloppy PR stuff to promote the mission, which anybody does. I mean, everybody takes photos and alters them to make them look better. They took all the radiation spots off the film. Go ahead, Paul.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
But she said you were a moon landing denier, which obviously directly suggests you say that it never happened. And she doubled down on it, even though she got caught. I think that then prompted Olbermann to come out and attack us the day after. He got completely destroyed on Twitter as well. So there seems to be this consensus that's going out. Attack Rand Paul, link him with Alex Jones. But the hit piece fell flat on its face, basically, because it was a complete fabrication. And I pointed it out.
Well, there's also an orgy of attacking Drudge right now.
Exactly. That's what Chris Hayes, MSNBC, did. It's the axis of Drudge, Alex Jones, and Rand Paul. That's who they're going after in the run-up to 2016. So we're going to see more of it.
Well, notice Rand Paul says the border's open on purpose because the Border Patrol says that. We have video of it. It's on record. He dares say that the sun is up at high noon. He dares say 2 + 2 = 4, and that's why they hate him.
Exactly. So they're going to call him a conspiracy theorist. They're going to call him a racist. Again, it's the axis of Drudge, InfoWars, and Rand Paul. This is the narrative that they've tied it into. That's what they're going to run with up until 2016. So I look forward to them completely failing again like they did in 2010 when Rand won his senatorial race.
Sure. And, you know, Rand said last time he came on, he called me and wanted to come on. I've known him since his dad ran for Congress the second time in 1996. And he said, hey, I'm willing to come on. And I said, you know what? Let's just not even do it. Because it's not that they have any power attacking us. It's just that it doesn't even do anything for the show to have Rand on. We want to get him in as president or Ted Cruz. And so it just doesn't matter. I mean, the media thinks when they obsess every week on national TV, CNN, MSNBC, about the fact that Rand Paul comes on this show, all that does is make Rand look good with the public because he's seen as radical. People want something radical to compare to the radical Obama policies. They want a radical turn away from running off the cliff. Paul Watson will read all your big articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com tomorrow. Thank you so much for spending Sunday with us.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest.
access banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's the love of liberty and freedom, justice that keeps me alive. Monday through Friday, we're here 6 days a week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, weekdays. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Weeknights, we're here 5 days a week, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv with the InfoWars Nightly News. Then, of course, back Sundays. Nobody else does this. It was a national daytime radio show. I come back Sundays. So I guess George Norrie does weekends, too. He's a hardworking guy. DustCoastAM.com. So I stand corrected once I said that. I'm one of the few people that does weekends as well. 4 to 6 p.m. Central on Sundays. We got three more segments left with investigative reporter John Rappaport. And I tend to agree with him that there's been major hype in the past dealing with H1N1 5 years ago that was a total hoax, and that came out mainstream news later, and dealing with other medical things. But Ebola has reportedly killed over 1,000 people now since we just talked a few days ago back on Thursday. It has reportedly spread all over the place, and we know it's very communicable. So why are they taking people for the first time into Germany, into the U.S., into mainline medical facilities? That is a big deal. Is it for plausible deniability when they release something later to create fear, to push a vaccine a year or two down the road? Obama signed an executive order to allow detention of Americans with any type of respiratory illness. Unprecedented. That's up on Infowars.com. While the borders are wide open and illegals that are sick, I've had senior Border Patrol agents on last week, including the head of the Border Patrol Retiree Union, confirming it's on purpose and organized crime, and people that have TB, you name it, are allowed in. I mean, that's crazy town. So what is the plan with the borders, Ebola, this age of crisis? I keep saying more and more crises, dollar devaluation, staged war in Ukraine, turning Al-Qaeda loose in the Middle East to kill Christians everywhere, the Gaza situation, all these crises popping up at once. What does investigative journalists, and the guy that's done investigative journalism for some of the biggest networks out there in the past, syndicated columnist, nomorefakenews.com. What does John Rappaport think in the big picture? Before we get into Ebola and the rest of it, we've already talked about that for an hour and 15 minutes. John, I've thrown out the gestalt here, or the big picture, that clearly things are going into high gear. Is it just meant to set the precedent where we'll put up with anything? Is it meant to put us into learned helplessness? Is it a Pavlovian event where they shock an animal enough it just curls up in the corner? Is this learned helplessness? Is this Stockholm Syndrome writ large? Or is this one part that, one part just criminal activity, and one part Nero burning Rome for fun and then committing suicide a year later? Because all he could do as dictator, who no one stopped, was kill himself, which a lot of crazies do. When they can't dominate others, they've already won. They just kill themselves. Is it Hitler turning east to attack Russia? Is it Napoleon turning east to attack Russia? Is it criminals always trying to get caught, finally trying to bring themselves down, taking bigger and bigger risks? Is it one part that? Have I properly, from your literal deep understanding, and I don't kiss my listeners or guests' butts, but Paul Watson's real smart, John Rappaport's real smart, these are the type of people I listen to. What do you think's really going on, John Rappaport?
Well, Alex, I think the learned helplessness part is major. You know, you overwhelm people with a number of these crises all at once. I mean, that's classic PSYOP kind of work, where people feel like they're being driven from pillar to post. They can't concentrate and try to figure out what's going on in one area when something else pops up, and then a third, and then a fourth. It's all happening at the same time, and so they throw up their hands and they say, well, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can contribute. There's nowhere to go. So I just have to let the people in charge take care of it because it's just too overwhelming. I don't think there's any doubt about that in all of these staged crises happening at the same time. No question about that. And I agree with you also, it's moving into a higher gear. Absolutely. The rapidity with which these things are being splashed in everybody's faces is enormous. And then you've got the fact that no explanations are given for outrageous behavior that just drives people into a state of cognitive dissonance where they can't, you know, even think anymore, such as, what happened at the border? Why all of a sudden this? You know, all of this horrendous kind of oppression has been going on in Central America for a long time. So why all of a sudden do we have all these kids and people showing up at the border? Where does that come from? No answer, you know, is supplied there except, you know, kind of ridiculous generalities. And, you know, why all of a sudden do we have, you know, war in Asia and war and all this insanity going on in the Middle East and the U.S. Government under Obama supporting terrorists? And calling them by various different names, you know.
Oh, yeah, total PSYOP. I mean, it's Al-Qaeda. They just changed the name. I mean, it's getting crazy.
So, you know, that just drives people completely to distraction. Because, and then the business with the open borders and all these sick people coming in with, you know, infections and diseases. And people are looking around at each other saying, do you understand what's going on here? I mean, am I missing something? And everybody is just, you know, with a giant question mark over their head, they don't know what to think. That's part of the learned helplessness, too. So to me, that's just a major, major aspect of this.
Well, let me ask you this then. Is the bottom line, this is full spectrum dominance, siege level warfare by the globalists against humanity as a whole to bring in a global crisis so we finally accept global governance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the end game. That's the purpose for all of this. You know, all of the motives and objectives and whatever all feed in, as you and I have discussed a number of times, into that big picture, which is total global dominance by the globalists. That's what they want, so that people will just give in. Okay, so it's time for a new money system. All right, whatever you say, do whatever you want, you know, because we just can't fight it anymore. That's what a lot of people think. And, of course, that's totally wrong. But when you have this kind of PSYOP assault on people's minds and consciousness, that's what you get from a lot of people. They just give up, they surrender, and then you can enact even more insane things than you did. I mean, it's like testing the limits of insanity. Okay, if we just open the borders and we let hundreds of thousands of people flood in, people that are sick, people that are dying, unaccompanied children, terrorists, gangs, this, that, and the other thing, and the people will go for that. And there won't be any massive rebellion in the streets.
Why not bring in live Ebola?
Exactly. Let's try that.
And, if that
flies, okay, so maybe it's time now for Obama to unilaterally declare amnesty for all immigrants and to say that the whole idea of borders in the first place is ridiculous.
Stay there. Incredible. See, folks, I'm up here ranting and raving. John Rappaport in like 6 minutes just crystallized everything. I mean, you don't hear this anywhere else. And I'm not just saying that. You really don't. I mean, he just broke it all down. We'll talk about how we stop it and what he expects to happen next, what they're going to do next, coming up on this Sunday edition.
How long would you last if all grocery stores cease to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
MORFakeNews.com is his website. He's John Rappaport. You can read his amazing essays and news articles every day there. We carry him on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Up on InfoWars.com, Obama brings Ebola into America after signing executive order to detain sick Americans. 2 + 2 = 4, folks, not 5 like Common Core says. Senator Schumer calls for laws on private drone use. Yeah, we knew that was coming. Demonized drones, but then only let the government have them. Ebola outbreak. Western drug firms have not tried to find vaccines because virus only affects Africans. That's an actual quote out of the UK government. You cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. It affects everybody equally, folks, on a racial basis. Stuff like HIV is racially discriminatory, if you could use that term, towards Africans. Ebola cover op in a hypnotized world. Again, Covert Op in a Hypnotized World. That's John Rappaport's article. That's just some of the stories up on the main website. But, John, what I know here is this. This is clearly by design. These are decisions they're making to bring live Ebola inside host humans that can spread it into hospitals that aren't even contained for this. There's all sorts of federal laws. I looked them up. The headline should be Obama violates federal law, shipping Ebola victims to hospital. I mean, it's on record that stuff like that's got to be in a level 4 facility. They've got those all over the place. They've got them in Atlanta. Why aren't they there? So regardless, they're doing something on purpose. We know it's fear-mongering. We know, I mean, there's a lot of things, but you just mentioned it all earlier, but there's even more to it. Where do you see all this going, and what do you think the next big crisis they may pull, and what are all these crises supposed to lead up to?
Okay, I see a few things. One is, and you mentioned this earlier, they're rushing to sell, you know, billions of dollars worth of a new vaccine that they're now going to test on humans. All of a sudden, all these years, they've been saying, well, we've got no vaccine for Ebola, no vaccine for Ebola, can't get it. All of a sudden, oh, yeah, we can do this. In fact, we'll do it right away. Watch out for that one, baby, because who knows what's going to be in that one, and who knows how toxic that is going to be, people who are then going to fall ill, and then there'll be a diagnosed that, no, it wasn't a vaccine. These people actually have Ebola. So to bring people into the U.S., who have been diagnosed with Ebola is definitely a step in that direction. Oh, now we must have a vaccine. We've got to get it there. I'm also looking because now in West Africa, these areas in Sierra Leone and Liberia and the Republic of Guinea have now been sealed off. So I'm waiting for the next shoe to drop, which is curtailing of goods on boats and giant ships and everything shipped out of Liberia especially, but other places too. No, we can't let any of this stuff out. So now you have total collapse of, you know, commercial trade. You've got all kinds of businesses going under because they run on credit, and now they can't ship goods and they can't pay their bills. And now you've got all this explosion at the border. And I'm expecting to see some stories in the press pretty soon about the North American Union or some version of that where the people are going to be saying out of Washington, why do we have these borders in the first place? They're absolutely unnecessary, costing us billions of dollars. Let's just have Mexico, Canada, the U.S. as one giant, you know, nation or whatever territory, and that'll solve the whole problem, prosperity for all, just the opposite of the truth, whatever. So those are a few of the things that I'm seeing coming up on the horizon. And all of this is leading to incorporating the U.S. as part of, you know, the globalist world, to say the United States cannot be an isolated nation, cannot handle their own affairs, is deeply in debt, money crisis, jobs crisis, disease crisis, everything. And somehow the way to solve this, which is totally illogical and insane, but you know, nevertheless, because we live in an interdependent world, that's how it'll all be solved, through the global village. Everybody will be one, et cetera, all that insanity. And that's what we're moving toward here, and that's the new day, the new money system. That's globalism in a nutshell. That's where all of this is going. The whole thing with the borders is completely about destroying the borders and saying they're artificial, they don't exist. There's no reason to pay any attention to them. And that's the globalist message, which is basically the communist message. There is no such thing as private property. There's no such thing as sovereign nation.
Unless you're a globalist outside the sovereign nation. Again, that's key what you just said. They don't just get rid of the border. They get rid of the nation and then bring you under their international rule with all these secret boards and treaties, just like the Asia-Pacific trade agreement is secret. For 3 years being negotiated, we go under true corporate global dictatorship, not of the corporation that's free market down the street from your house, but of these globalist megabanks who are anti-free market, anti-middle class, anti-prosperity, anti-human.
Exactly. And the crisis, to me, that's going to happen, it's already underway to some degree. Because nothing is perfect, and people shouldn't think that the globalists have, you know, the perfect plan for totally dominating the world. And that crisis is going to be, you've got all kinds of corporations out there, giant corporations, that need consumers to sell their product. And if they put the world under this globalist system and they expand the kind of poverty and desperation that we've been seeing over the last 10 years or so, they're going to run into one of their own crises, which is that some of those corporations are going to be screaming, we don't have enough consumers. The whole shooting match could go down completely because they've gone too far, too long, and they've made too many people too poor and too desperate to even participate in their controlled economy, at which point the ship just absolutely sinks.
And then global homeland security groups, other crisis management organizations run by the private banking intelligence agencies that have taken over our governments, pose as the saviors and consolidate even more control and then launch the next phase of their anti-human operation.
You bet. Absolutely. Because now we have to combat chaos in the streets. Now we have to combat, you know, rebellion. Cropping up.
And I'm going to be saying put the army out here to stop the rioting because the army will be heroes fighting a crisis the globalists helped create, but nevertheless fighting a real enemy. It's like our military fighting Al-Qaeda. No, they're really fighting real radical scum. So I'm not saying they aren't heroes or it isn't real. The problem is the globalists gave the weapons and the training to the crazies to begin with.
Absolutely. I mean, part of solving a crisis that was created by the globalists to begin with is that it has to be a real crisis. It can't just be in your mind. You know, you really do have to feel threatened. There really does have to be enough violence and chaos so that people will say, help us, save us, bring in the heroes, do whatever you have to do. I mean, it works. Once you take it that far, it works. But the end game goes beyond that. The end game is now you have a lockdown planet. Now you have, you know, global homeland security who is saying we're going to bring order out of chaos. And in the aftermath, yes, you folks are going to have far less freedoms than you did before, but you will have security. We will protect you, and we know that's what you want, right? And they're betting that the majority of people are going to say absolutely.
Well, there you have it with John Rappaport, the secrets of the New World Order, the secret of their psyop, the secret of what they want. Before we go to break here, start describing from your deep research over 40 years their mindset. When we come back, we'll do it. And then solutions. We'll finish up today. Didn't take any calls because there was so much to cover, but I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, live with the weekday radio show. We'll take a lot of calls tomorrow, I promise, because I know folks want to chime in on what's happening, but I mean, this is real. This is not a game. We'll be back. Infowars.com is my site. NoMoreFakeNews.com is John Rappaport. Stay with us.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that
gun. I hope that judge ain't blind.
I hope that judge ain't blind.
Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo by morning. Amarillo's on my mind.
Yeah, that sun'll be high in that Texas sky. You know, I am proud to be a Texan. Growing up, I just got sick of Texas this, Texas that, how great it was. Amarillo by morning.
Amarillo,
but I do
morning.
Share the state with George Strait.
I'm from San Antonio.
And I just didn't know how special it was to be Texan. Growing up, I thought everybody was like my grandparents and my parents. The other Texans I knew. Where nobody would even think about cheating you or screwing you over. Because they didn't want their name being ruined and because they were honorable people. Now, there's always been a lot of bad people in Texas as well. There are a lot of great people across this fine land. But I got to tell you, the good old-fashioned real Texas values that I grew up with, that's Americana. And that's what I want to see come back to this country. I guess you could call it chivalry. Kind of the end of the American Revolution kind of settled here in Texas. And for all our bad angels, we had a lot more good ones, to use that analogy. Closing out here, the worldwide transmission with John Rappaport. John, quantify who the globalists are, what their deepest endgame is. From all the thousands of people you've interviewed on your TV show and radio show and books you've written and the bestsellers and all the rest of it, really delving into the esoteric nature of these people. And then how do we beat them? John Rappaport.
Well, they're certainly the kind of banksters that you've been talking about for a long time, and I think increasingly so. because the money men who are manipulating money, creating the money, inflating, deflating, you know, value is what they're doing at the drop of a hat. Financing ventures, pulling their money out, putting it in, you know, roaming the world, because under the World Trade Organization, which is a key element of globalism today, corporate banksters and so on can move in and move out at will. And they're just, you know, they want to own the world. They want to own life itself. And we don't have a lot of time, but we can certainly, you know, indicate that
they want to play God. That's what any free will gets in the way of them. They're here to override humanity, turn us into robots.
Exactly. Destroys all of that idea of freedom. And so that's the solution has always been and continues to be freedom. The individual, starting with the individual. And the problem has been recently that there's a lot of people who pay lip service to that idea of freedom, but they don't back it up.
I agree, but what about the globalists? How do they not burn with a wish for liberty? How do they not want to empower others? How do they want to see others fall and be weak? And then, as you just said, how do the average yuppies and people just pay lip service and not take it personal that people are trying to enslave them?
Well, I think to explain the globalists, you've got to understand that those people, their rise to extreme wealth was not ever through the free market. They cheated, lied, stole, corrupted, murdered people to get
John D. Rockefeller said competition's a sin.
Exactly. So by the time they got to the top, you think they're going to turn around and talk about freedom?
No.
That's the horror to them. That's like Satan to them, is freedom. Because they did everything they could to destroy freedom on their way up. That's how they got to the top. So that really explains their psychology.
And they lost a lot of battles and are battle scarred, and they want to settle the score.
Exactly. They look at themselves as in a perpetual war with the human race, and freedom is their nemesis. That's, you know, that's the silver cross that, you know, destroys them. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to think about it. They just want to eliminate it and make everybody into robots and androids. That's their whole plan. They think that's going to make them safe. Of course, it's not, because you can never kill freedom. But there's got to be, we're talking about the yuppies now who play lip service to this whole idea of freedom. They're just cowards. You know, they sell out at the drop of a hat. But there's millions and millions and millions of people in America that do have some notion of what freedom means, and they have to deepen that notion to the point where they know what it is that they are going to do in order to preserve and protect it.
I agree, but plus the yuppies don't get, I never knew this when I started out and was ignorant. I just knew I loved freedom and didn't want to be a slave. I'm still ignorant, but compared to what I was 18, 20 years ago, it's a different creature. But you become physically more successful by not selling out in this paradigm, especially towards the end when everybody else already sold out. They're selling out cheap. You're selling out to be a slave. That's no deal at all.
And you fail. I mean, a long time ago as a writer, I came face to face with this question. Well, I could sell out, and then I could write stuff that I thought would make me a lot of money. And then I thought to myself, yeah, but suppose I even try that, which I don't want to do, and I fail. That's going to be a double failure. So why not do exactly what I want to do, come hell or high water, and let's go that way. And just as you say, I've watched people over the years who have sold out fall by the wayside, who thought, man, I've got this thing knocked. And these are people that I've known, and they say to me, man, you're heading for total disaster because you're doing exactly what you want to do. And my response has always been, well, yeah, well, let's see what happens 10 years from now. Let's see who's still around. And I've watched some of these people just absolutely burn up and blow away in the wind because they sold out. They became totally bankrupt spiritually, morally, and even physically bankrupt, because it just never worked out. What really works out in the long run is you know what you actually believe in, you know what freedom is, and you act on it, and you don't stop.
Well, exactly. In fact, I've seen the psychological studies over and over again, but I knew this instinctively, why so many criminals in criminology try to sabotage themselves, and why people that do really evil stuff are so unhappy and have such horrible lives. It's because even their subconscious brain isn't pure evil and wants to destroy them. It's like their own self doesn't like them. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. And I think you're right when it comes to the globalists. Deep down, you know, they know that this is totally destructive, totally criminal, that they're responsible, and they're looking for some form of end to themselves, self-destruction, suicide. I mean, that is necessary to explain some of the things that they're doing, because it can't be explained in any other way, that subconsciously they're looking to destroy themselves. But unfortunately, if they succeed, they're going to take a lot of people along with them. That's why they got to be stopped.
I'm looking for a way for space colonization and my grandchildren to basically achieve immortality. I'm looking just to absolutely double down and invest in the future of humanity and to have goodwill towards all and to just crush parasites and criminals and scum and just stop being slobs and rediscover our primitive energy and to merge that with all the new developments that the best and brightest have brought us and to just build a wonderful world, John. And I guess they call that terrorist.
Yeah, I guess they do. What it really is freedom. And that's what, you know, I got hooked on when I was 10 or 11 years old was some of the great science fiction that talked about vast, far-flung, you know, outposts of humanity on planets and so on and so forth. And what you would see in these different places is people who were free. They were cut loose from the centralized insanity and bureaucracy and control, and they just built and created extraordinary lives from themselves.
Sure, and Frank Herbert and Robert Heinlein and all of them said these were allegories of what was happening on Earth when they were alive.
Absolutely. Yeah, Heinlein especially was really critical of everything he was seeing develop. And a lot of his readers never really realized that, but he saw it coming. Man, I read stuff of his when I was 12 or 13. That was. And by the way, I hitchhiked through Amarillo in 1961.
Oh.
On Route 66 out of East St. Louis, and I got to Amarillo in the dawn. The guy dropped me off, and I saw a huge pasture with these cows standing in tall grass, so tall that you couldn't see their legs, and they looked like they were floating. And I thought, wow, what kind of world is this? Fantastic. Wide open, beautiful Amarillo in the morning.
We ought to call this segment, when we put it up on YouTube, Amarillo by Morning now. Wow.
Yeah.
What a powerful pro-human discussion. NoMoreFakeNews.com. I tell you, it's a pleasure knowing you, John Rappaport. And I want to get you to Austin. We ought to fly you here soon to sit down to an interview for another upcoming film. Thank you so much, John and crew. Great job. Listeners, we love you.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.